From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The unemployment rate for U.S. military veterans has fallen by more than 4% since 2010. That's due to a big push from the feds and corporate initiatives. While companies have done better at hiring veterans in recent years, another challenge remains: keeping them. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Tommy Diaz was looking to make a career move after graduating college in 2008. So he joined the U.S. Army and was later sent to Afghanistan. His military intelligence job included interrogating high-level Taliban members.
I just wanted to do my job right and make sure that my peers and my superiors were satisfied.
The job was high pressure, but Diaz knew it mattered. He picked up important skills. But he struggled to put those skills to work when he came home to Southern California. He got his first full-time job tracking inventory for an aircraft parts supplier.
I did that for about 10 months, but I just got bored of it. I like to say I was a cube monkey, just hashing out reports, and I wanted to do more.
So he left, and he's not alone. A 2016 survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation found that 44% of veterans left their first post-military job within a year. Many leave because they have trouble matching military skills to job requirements or finding a sense of purpose in the job. But for many vets, the very experience of being in an office causes problems.
It just becomes kind of a minefield of how to interact with people.
Consultant Emily King is hired by companies to help integrate veteran employees. She says it's hard for them to reorient from the military way of doing things.
An attitude where the mission comes first and interpersonal communication and effectiveness come second is not usually effective in a civilian environment where they tend to pay as much attention to how you do something as to what you do.
The recent push to get companies to hire veterans has also unwittingly played into the turnover problem. Mark Brenner at Los Angeles nonprofit Veterans Career Exchange says many of these efforts value quantity of jobs over quality of jobs.
If you have to put 40 people to the work, they'll put them to work wherever they can.
So vets are thrown into jobs they're not prepared for or jobs they don't see a future in. Brenner says if we need people to volunteer to fight wars, helping them find meaningful careers when they get back is crucial. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.